Well, Friday night, after stores are picked clean of their wares, 50 or so dancers will assemble on stage at the Wharton Center in East Lansing. It's the start of 3 days of performances of Tchaikovsky's classic Nutcracker Ballet by the Children's Ballet Theater of Michigan. And current state's Jamie Paisley joins me now after speaking with the company's artistic director and choreographer this past weekend. Hi, Jamie.
Hi there. Yeah, a little bit of the audio from that rehearsal that we're hearing right now. I will say that dancing Friday through Saturday sure would be a nice way of working off those extra calories from Thanksgiving dinner, right? And in speaking with Gregory George and attending one of those final rehearsals before they take the stage at the Wharton Center, it was readily apparent that there's a great intersection of talent and dedication for these productions. But with something as well-known as the Nutcracker, how does the Children's Ballet Theater artistic director make this production his own?
In many ways, it becomes the dancer's own ballet, and that's how I've been raised. I do change the Nutcracker every year. Maybe 45 to 50% of it is changed. In Nutcracker, the original Nutcracker production, there is no prologue, and I put a prologue in, and that just gives dancers a further opportunities to dance and perform. And then I add dolls. Typically in Nutcracker, there's a Nutcracker doll, a ballerina doll, and a Harlequin and Columbine. And of course, each year I add different dolls. We've had, this year there's a mirror doll, which is really kind of cool, and a rat doll. And sometimes I've had baseball players or a bear rug that comes to life, a suit of armor, which was actually quite fun. So we do different things, and I kill the rat differently each year.
For CBT's artistic director and choreographer, Gregory George, those variations on the theme of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker comes from the abilities of the dancers themselves and whatever skill sets present themselves each and every year.
I'm kind of a shoot-from-the-hip kind of guy where I wait until I actually get all the dancers in the room and we have callbacks, which means the dancers all come back after Nutcracker. We come back in the spring in January, and I'll look at the kids and then I'll change my direction just a tad on what I see. Some of these kids go away and study and they get better, and then my whole chemistry sets in and that's the direction I go in. So I don't try to pre-plan a whole lot. That's the way I work. Some people have to pre-plan, but I don't.
This 2015 season marks a rather important year in the life of the Children's Ballet Theater of Michigan, or CBT.
Well, it's an anniversary year for CBT. It's 35th anniversary, so 35 years. And luckily and honorably, I've been involved for the past 18 years. I've been raised like old school. I've been in the ditches, so to speak. I started when I was 7 years old dancing. I became professional at age 16, finished high school, and then toured and did the whole mecca. But I was trained to do the stage setup, help with the lighting, do the sounding. And when you have to do all that, tear it back down, load the truck, and go on to the next place, you have a much greater appreciation of what is required and what artists have to do and should know to do.
And for this season, Gregory George has quite a number of dancers to coordinate as choreographer for this weekend's Nutcracker at the Wharton Center.
This year's an estimated 50. And then we have approximately 6 male guest dancers that come and join us. We do have 2 smaller gentlemen in the company, and they're just not quite old enough or technically proficient enough to handle some of the other roles that we need. Once they're into the company, they elect to stay as long as they want. And so at age 8, they're eligible. At 18, when they've graduated from high school or have reached the age of 18, they then become alumni, and some go on to dance further at colleges and universities.
Now, after 35 years, quite a large number of children have plié'd through the studio of the Children's Ballet Theater, and during this anniversary year, there is a gathering planned for CBT alumni ahead of one of the upcoming post-Thanksgiving Nutcracker shows.
Yeah, Friday around 5:30, we have invited as many of the alumni that could come back or that we had contacts for, And there's literally hundreds of alumni dancers that have gone through CBT since I've been here. 18 years of saying 30 to 50 dancers, and they some of them stay quite long. But the girls that come back, it's so much fun to, you know, some of them are lawyers and doctors, and it's pretty cool. Some of them have continued dance. And when we get them all back together, we reminiscing, just like Thanksgiving, you know, it's what it's about.
As was readily apparent during the rehearsal I attended, there is a great number of kids around with various levels of personal restraint, let's say. And to keep things running smoothly, CBT uses an all-volunteer army of help.
In Children's Ballet Theater, which is a nonprofit-based ballet company, we only have two paid people, and one of which is the artistic director, myself, and then we have a ballet mistress slash repetitor that is in charge of rehearsing the dancers. After the choreography has been implemented, then we turn it over and she cleans it up a little bit, and then we get ready for presentation. But as far as the costuming, the props,